In this course, you will use a whole person framework called the Restore method. Restore does not promise perfect sleep. It helps you respond to sleep with truth, grace, practical wisdom, and appropriate support. The first letter is R. Receive your creaturely design. Say, I am an organic human, not an endlessly productive machine. Receive the reality that you need rhythms, limits, relationship, nourishment, movement, sleep, and dependence on God. You do not have to apologize for being a creature. The second letter is E. Examine your pattern without shame. Notice what is happening in your life. When do you rise? When do you seek daylight? How much caffeine do you consume and when? Are pain, breathing, conflict, grief, screens, caregiving, work schedules, temperature, or noise affecting the night? Observation is not condemnation. You are gathering information, not building a case against yourself. The third letter is S. Support the body's rhythms. Choose realistic supports. These may include a reasonably stable waking time, safe daylight exposure, movement, appropriate nourishment, thoughtful caffeine timing, and a gentler transition into the night. You do not need expensive equipment to begin. The fourth letter is T. Tell the truth about sleep blocks. You might say, this is worry, this is bitterness, this is grief, this is pain. This is fear of not sleeping. This may be a breathing problem. This is a caregiving burden. This situation does not feel safe. Truth helps you discern what can be released, what should be addressed tomorrow, and what requires qualified help. The fifth letter is O, open to Scripture and the Holy Spirit. Ask, what truth belongs in this moment? Is there something to confess? Is there grief to lament? Is there bitterness to surrender? Is there a boundary to establish? What can I entrust to Christ tonight? Scripture and prayer are not tools for forcing sleep. They welcome God's truth and presence into the night. The sixth letter is R. Release the demand to force sleep. Say, I will prepare wisely, but I will not make sleep my master. I can allow quiet wakefulness without declaring an emergency. God is present whether sleep comes quickly or slowly. The final letter is E. Engage wise help when needed. Seeking help is not defeat. Wise help may include a physician, sleep specialist, qualified CBTI provider, licensed mental health professional, pharmacist, pastor, chaplain, or trusted person. Restore is not another nighttime performance. You do not have to complete every letter perfectly before you are allowed to rest. Begin simply. Receive your design. Notice without shame. Name what is present. Take one faithful step, then release the outcome to God. Psalm 4:8 says, "In peace I will both lay myself down and sleep. For you alone, Yahweh, make me live in safety." God's presence is not measured by how quickly you fall asleep. Prepare wisely, release control, receive rest when it comes, wake in hope.